Welcome to Story Building for Work. This is Module 2, Section 3.
It's now time to design the story that you'll tell to initiate greater engagement, personal connection, and buy-in with regards to your project. So we want you to review your notes that you've taken, review everything you've done so far, as well as the list of challenges you made early in the course, and then answer this question. What story from your past experience comes to mind in relation to what your project hopes to achieve, as well as the challenges you anticipate having to overcome and do so successfully? So remember that stories, whether personal stories or larger stories, are driven by the desire and intent of the storyteller. And then ask yourself this: what about my project brought this particular story to my consciousness? And then, how can you relate the story to your project in a way that moves others to greater buy-in and deeper personal connection? So now, as you process that, because that's a lot, that's a big assignment. So as you process that, let me give you an example, and it's a personal example. When this course was completed, as far as the script and the dialogue and everything you're hearing now, I got to saying, well, you know, I hope this works for the listener. So I said, I need to test it. So I said, okay, I have to have a project. So I identified a project, everything we've asked you to do. And the project I identified was, I was part of a board of directors for a nonprofit. And we had had some problems, as you may or may not know, with board of directors. You've got to attend meetings because you got to have a quorum, enough people there to vote. And you got to vote to get business done in a not-for-profit.
Right.
And so in this organization I'd been part of at the time for 6 years, and we'd never had that problem until the sixth year. All of a sudden, we didn't have people attending meetings. We couldn't even do business. And we had some serious business need to be taken care of. So the executive director, the president, me being in charge of board development, they called me and said, can you help us? We need a survey. We need to find out what's going on. So we did a survey, and it came out really well. We got some really good feedback. And then they asked me to, in the next board meeting, cover the survey results, try to have a dialogue, and can we bring people together? Well, first of all, we had to make sure they were there. You know, that was part of the problem. So we got on the phone, called them all, said, please be at this meeting. It's very important. And everyone showed up. So in the process of, that was my project, in the process of going through the questions we have you going through, and I got to this question. So this is a reminder of the questions I'm asking, okay? So pay attention. So I got to the question I've just asked you. So what story from my past experience comes to mind in relation to what I was hoping to achieve with this board, as well as the challenges that I had written down, the three things that I anticipated running into? And the story that popped in my mind is the one you've already heard in a previous section, which was John's story, my client, John the leader. So I told them John's story, the board members. I told them John's story. And the question I asked you about, what about your project brought that story to your consciousness? My answer to that was participation. And John realized that his directors had been distracted from the participation in the larger story that had been designed the previous year. And that's what had happened on this board. We had had a strategy session 4 years ago, and as you know, with boards, and our board members can serve, they serve 3-year terms, and they can either be asked to continue or they don't have to continue. But since the strategy sessions, we had 38% were new board members. And my gosh, they don't even know the strategy. And we've been so distracted by governmental changes that affect what we do and so on and so forth. So participation was what brought that to my mind, John's story. So I figured out a way to relate John's story to them and end it with, as John leaned into his group of directors and said, you have the opportunity to, I leaned in and said, guys, you've got the opportunity to participate in a nonprofit with a beautiful mission. We serve beautiful people with, we'll just say, disabilities. And this is your opportunity to participate. Your survey has told us how you want to participate. We have a chance to actually do that and build that together. So I wanted to give you an example so you could go through the questions and know that's what we want to do. Let, again, just like with desire and intent and the question way back then, trust your intuition. Go with the story that comes to mind. Don't worry about why it came to mind. That's the next step. Then identify why. And then the next step is, how can I turn that into a story? So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you a question about the long-term impact. Because a lot of times when we take people through different learning opportunities like these, where people might watch a speaker, a TEDx talk or something like that, and then they get fired up, and then, you know, a couple of weeks down the line, they've, you know, maybe forgotten the message or gotten back into their way of doing things. And so sometimes people express frustration with these types of courses and programs, and because they don't believe that they can apply them and actually have the impact. Because what if the other people that I'm talking to and that I'm trying to tell my story to, like, what if they don't buy in, and, you know, or my manager doesn't buy in, right? We hear this kind of thing all the time. So what was the long-term impact of that moment when you told a story and then made it your own, right? By changing the word and using that story with your board. What was the long-term impact? Did it improve things?
Yeah, I hope my answer makes sense. And I'm going to go back to that rhythm of clarity to engagement to connection. Because, and I really appreciate the question, because I just here in the moment, I'm going, oh, I think I can answer that. You know? And,
good.
And so, you know, the clarity was back basically a reminder, because we had been through strategy sessions, but we had new members that didn't understand that. So it was a moment to reconnect and connect at that level, in the clarity level, with what the, you know, the mission really means. What's that story we're trying to tell in the community, you know, and with our physical plant and with our, you know, our finances. And I mean, there are three stories to tell. I'm referring to basically the three circles that Jim Collins talks about in Good to Great. But anyway, so it was reestablishing the clarity, you know, the story I've said, and then it was re-engaging, if you will. Mm-hmm. But now your question really to me is all about, how did it all connect?
Right.
And here's the thing that just hit me when you talked, and this is actually makes me smile. The development director in this organization, an employee of the organization, over the last 2 years, I've made sure she's had access to every storytelling workshop in the area, and she's attended them, and she has applied what she's learned. She has started telling the story of our service recipients, one person at a time, first of all, to the board, and then to donors and supporters and volunteers through email and the website and so on and so forth. And what made me smile was how I helped connect the board to that has been happening for the last, it's been building for the last 2 years. It's gotten really strong in the last few months. And she needed some help in making that clarity to engagement to connection. She's in that connection mode. She's connected.
Yeah.
And she's tying us into, when you come and vote on things, here's what you're doing. You know, when you go get silent auction items for the two fundraisers, here's what you're doing. Here's who you're doing it for.
Yeah, that's great.
So clarity to engagement to connection. So again, clarity is about why your project is important. Engagement builds the required interest in the work of your project. And connection is what converts that interest to energy for the collective work in the project, and which, as Rick has just reminded us, is so very important.
So as you contemplate, because again, this is a big assignment, right? And I don't expect that you're going to do this right now at this moment, but be thinking about this, right? As you contemplate the assignment, we want you to use your insights to determine the type of story that you're best equipped to lead your colleagues in telling as they collaborate on the project or the body of work that you've selected to focus on as you work your way through this entire program. And focus not on the story you could help them tell if only you were different or if only something were different, but the one you're already suited to tell, right? Because there is a story that you are already suited to tell, and bravely embrace that story. Now, if this seems overly daunting to you now, understand that this story is not so much one you are creating as it is one you are uncovering, because it was within you all along. And here's the zinger for this section, and to sort of wrap up this module. You are already a storyteller. You always have been. But now you're really going to embrace it to help you move the work that you want to move along. So in module 3, connection, we're going to encourage the storyteller within. The storyteller that's always been inside you and that we've now shown a spotlight on. So when you're ready, we'll see you in module 3.